We're still in the lunar calendar, like first month of the lunar calendar. So wish you happy the year of course.
昨天晚上你长老要发钱包纸红包纸，我都想上去了。
Yesterday, when your elder gave away red envelopes, I almost want to go there to get one.
我都不在乎18岁。
I don't care whether you require 18 years old.
我就猜那红包里发的钱值不值得我上去。
I was considering whether the money in the red envelope was worth me going up there.
很高兴啊，这个教会有这样子发那么多红包。
I'm glad to see that the church gave away so many red envelopes.
我也给你一个红包吧。
I also give you a red envelope.
帮我们看一下。Let's
look at the screen.
这边可以看清吗？
Can you see at the back? 看得见, it's okay.
所以小心啊，照别人的时候，别人被拍照。不，我也进镜头了。
Be careful if you when you take photos for others, you might be taken photo.
不是一个。主持人那边挺酷的啊，他昨晚讲就一句话我记住了啊，就我们自娱自乐。MCs
look really cool. They said one thing that I remember clearly. They said this is self entertainment.
牧师应该永远这样微笑啊。
So pastor should smile like this all the time.
这些孩子非常可爱。
The children are very lovely.
其实昨晚最感动的就是这些孩子，他们后面的养父养母。
So the most thing that touched me yesterday was the Chinese Baptist and that. Parents.
昨天晚上几次真就要流泪的感觉。
So several times I had the feeling I almost cried.
所以昨晚因为太激动了。
I'm so excited.
所以昨晚回去之后就立即把这个领版会写成文章了。
I'm so excited, so I couldn't go to sleep. I just wrote an article on your evening gallery.
我今天早上看已经大概有将近4000人点击我的长微博了。
So he posted on his blog, and.
我现在眼睛还困，因为我写到早上3点钟才弄完。
I noticed that 4,000 people already click his blog. So he went to bed very late at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I went to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning.
对呀，看到自己努力的孩子，我在想，如果他们身边的母亲，自己看到自己脸上不喜欢什么，但这孩子会遗弃。So
those kids, they were so cute, but they were abandoned. What with their birth parents, when they see this, what would they feel?
Yeah,
they look like angels. So really appreciate that the church can give this kid an opportunity for almost more than 10 years. It's like a big, great love for them. No, raise up that hand. Some help from the Lord, Creator Lord. They chose two very good hymns. If you put the lyrics together, that was so touching to see that the parents hold their children. I took the photo without give them any notice. Nice photo. Professors sometimes look normal too. Yeah, I thought it's Ho Jing who comes up to the stage, but it's like Darwin. The last one, the sisters. Beautiful ladies. Don't mention age. I don't need to explain.
So
nice to watch the show.
其实教会举办这样活动也不容易。
It's not easy to have such kind of event.
你知道有些很极端的，我常说有些基督徒真的有的时候容易变得像宗教恐怖主义分子一样。
Some Christian might become a religious terrorist.
我记得我两年前写你们教会的春节晚会的时候，贴上一张照片，这些孩子们舞龙灯。
Two years ago, I posted a picture, of your evening show, a group of kids were playing dragon, like, yeah.
你知道有的基督徒一本正经地说，在教会怎么可以舞龙？
So some Christians just blamed. How could you play dragon dance, perform dragon dance in church?
因为那是启示录的什么什么恶龙就都来了，圣经版熟的。
Yes, it refers as a, like an evil dragon in the Revelation.
我真的其实因为保持风度，没跟他讲，我说你太没文化了。
So actually, I tried to be polite.
启示录讲那个龙根本就不是中国文化中讲那个龙。So
it doesn't mean the dragon in the Chinese culture.
把这个关掉，要为老师站太久了。
We turn this off, otherwise Professor Wei will be standing there forever.
Professor, 我把这个 turn off. 所以我觉得教会，其实，因为昨天我就一直在想。I was thinking about this last night. 你知道最著名的晚会是央视的春晚。So
in China, the most famous evening show or gala was the CCTV. It's a CCTV Central China TV Station's gala.
就是让大家感觉很幸福。So
everybody looks happy.
被幸福。
Be happy.
其实我昨晚一直在你们春晚的时候，我一直想问题，就是这样的一个教会办这种自娱自乐的一个春晚，和这些所谓其他的有什么不同
？So I was thinking, what's the difference between the evening show held by the church?
好像也是一个新年晚会。
It's also a Chinese New Year celebration.
我就突然发现有一因素是我看的一些这些所谓那么大的全世界人看最多的春晚中没有的。
So I see some components that were not included in the largest gala that the rest of the world watched. It's a holy component.
是有上帝有耶稣。
Yeah, there's God and also Jesus Christ in it.
就像那个看，这里有神的同在。
That's like the song here, God is with us.
所以昨天你们当唱这首歌的时候，你不知道吗？和爱在这里，和平在这里，生命在这里。
The peace is here, love is here, and life is here.
我就突然想到大陆今年的春晚。
This reminds me of the gala this year in the mainland China.
有一个最著名的节目。
There's the most famous performance.
你们这里谁知道？
Do you know the last song?
有没有知道可以举手？ 有聪明人不止一个，红色娘子军。
Oh my gosh.
斗争在这里，仇恨在这里。 哎呀，完全不同的信息啊！完了，最后一个是杀，完了，最后这些人，耶稣爱你，我也爱你，上帝祝福你。
So it's a performance that is called 革命样板戏， a revolutionary what model dance or something. It's a, like a woman's female soldier team. So there's a lot of hatred, like killing, in the song that they sang. So it's so different from the other the hymns that we sing.
你知道那样的春晚最后喊的时候就杀。
So they yell.
我们春晚最后喊。
Kill enemies.
我们最后喊的一声是爱。
What we shout loud is to love.
就像那些从美丽的女性到更美丽的女性中唱的那样。
Just like the beautiful ladies here, what you sang yesterday.
耶稣爱你，我也爱你，上帝祝福你。
Jesus loves you, I love you too, and
这就是福音。
God bless you. This is a gospel.
这就是我们应该向这个世界传递的消息信息。
This is a message we want to deliver to this world.
这就将人们引向了另一个地方。
This lead people to another place.
那种造天地万物的主。
God that created the whole world.
所以我们今天讲十诫中的第二诫，就是说不可拜偶像。
So we'll talk about the second commandment. Do not, you shall not worship idol.
圣经中一个中心的原则就是要人拒绝拜偶像。
So like a central A key principle in the Bible is to remind people to reject worshiping idols.
所以保罗把全部的人类历史总结为一句话。
And Paul concludes the history of the human beings in one sentence.
说他们去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬拜那位造物的主。
They worship the created things rather than the creator.
换话说就是说人类的历史是一部什么历史，就是他们不敬拜那位真正的主，而是敬拜各种假神。
So in another word, as human beings, they worship created things, false God, but not worship the real God.
所以一个牧师就说偶像崇拜是我们做一切做错事的根源。
So, one person, Edward said that.
Tim's the kid. 偶像崇拜是我们做错。
Like idol worship is the root of all the wrong things that we do.
他就说的另外就是人心是一个偶像工厂。
He also said that. Our human hearts is like a factory for idols.
就是你人是不可能没有偶像的。
So man cannot live without idols.
我一直在想为什么会这样。
I always think why is it like that?
这大概就是我们人那种特性有关。
So it should be related to our personality character.
因为人心中有一种永恒性。
So there is a eternity in a human heart.
它不早那个永恒性，但又面临一个非常清楚矛盾，就是他的人生是有限的。
But the problem is that the human being is limited.
所以这是一个矛盾，一个永恒的追求，一个在一个有限的人生内。
So it's contradictory.Between the limitation of a human being, but also the infinity.
要不你就真正找到那个永恒，那个无限。
You either find the infinity, the ultimate goal.
这样他能够把你有限的人生给予一个安定点。
So now, then your human life has like a security, feel secure.
要么你就觉得可以把任何假神或者那种偶像当成永恒。
Or you will treat idols, as eternity.
或者极少极少数人，就说根本就没有永恒，我们就这么活一天算一天。
Or some people feel that there's no eternity at all. We just live day by day.
所以人心必然要追求永恒。要么就是真神，要么就是偶像。
So, people will pursue eternity, either true God or idols.
那个，你如果真的那样，就是你认为人生就是 荒谬的、没有意义的、根本没有任何永恒。其实你真这么想，你这一天也活不下去。
So if you really feel that it's meaningless, life, you can't live for a day.
所以拜偶像开始于人把一个受造之物当作上帝来崇拜的时候。
So when we talk about idol worship, it starts from like when we treat a created thing as God and worship this created thing.
在绝大多数的时候，
most of the time,
人是把一些美好的事物变成一个终极的目的。
So people would turn, like beautiful things into ultimate goal.
你说健康好不好？当然好。
So how about health? It's a good thing, certainly.
但你如果把健康当成最高目标，你到一些健身房就可以看到，有的人就是这一辈子就在那上走。
So if you take health as the ultimate goal, then you see some people just like do workout, all their life.
你说美丽好不好？
How about beauty? It's a good thing.
哎呀，你昨天晚上看到那些姐妹们上去，你知道另一种美丽。那真正的美丽是来自内心的。
So when you see the sisters sang yesterday, you just feel that real beauty comes from the inner.
但你如果只是把年轻貌美做你最高的追求，那这个东西就变成了一个偶像。
So if you treat the like a young age, like beauty judged by young age as an ultimate goal,
爱情、财产、家庭、子女好不好？
Love, property, family, are they good things?
但你要把它当成一个最高的目的，那个就变成了偶像。
So if you treat them as ultimate goal, then they become your idol.
就是人们为什么要去追求这些，把这些相对好的东西变成了偶像
？So why do people turn those things that are relative, you know, good into idols?
这与人的基本特性有关。
So it's related to the basic human nature.
因为什么？就是人们以为得到了这些
，People feel if they get these things,
就可以使生命有了意义。
So they think that they got the significance of life.
就可以人生获得安全
，Receive security.
就可以使自己得到满足
，Satisfaction.
就可以使自我得到真正的实现。
And self-actualization.
所以上个世纪有个犹太心理学家马斯洛提出层次需要理论。
So last century, a Jewish psychologist, Abraham Maslow, proposed five levels of needs theory.
他说人有五个基本层次的需要。
Now he said that there are human beings. There are five levels of basic needs.
第一个是生理需要。
One is psychological needs.
就中国最典型，中国讲食色性也。吃饭，吃东西。
Yeah, food.
也，色美。异性。
异性。
Yeah.
Sex.
Yeah. 所以这是一个最基本的生理需要。
And that those are basic needs of human beings.
啊，这个很简单，你看前两天情人节就知道了。
So if you see the Valentine's Day, you will know that.
第二层次的需要，你是安全的需要。
The second level of needs is the security needs.
第三个需要是社交的需要。
Third level is the social need.
多年前，芝加哥大学做一个社会学调查。
Some years ago, the University of Chicago they did a survey.
他说许多美国人去教会的直接目的是社交。
So many people, Americans, they go to church. The purpose is for social.
第四个需要是尊重的需要。
And the fourth level of need is esteem need.
成就、名声、职位。
Achievements, fame, status.
Yeah, 就包括有时候你到各地去介绍传道人，我说他很有意思啊。一般都会介绍某某博士。
So, when people introduce ministers,
哎呀，你就像唐崇那么大名气，还叫唐博士。
So they would be called a doctor something.
绝对不会说唐硕士。
They won't say Master Tang.
绝对不会说范学士。
They won't say Bachelor.
三百年前说学士还不错。
So three hundred years ago, if we call someone, they got bachelor degree, that's nice.
Yeah, 因为这是一种名声。
This is a fame.
你要觉得你自己是个学博士，就像个人物了。
So if you think
是个人物了
，you got like a doctor degree, you feel you're something.
你要说你自己学士、硕士，你自己都会感到不好意思。
So you just have master degree or bachelor degree.
所以这种尊重的需要越在这些中产阶级中越厉害。
So in the middle class, it's a serious problem.
中国人讲这叫面子。
In Chinese word is face saving.
好，所以昨天魏老师他们如果讲面子，也会有很多的笑料。
So yesterday when they had Professor Wei, they talked about, like what cross talk? They talk about face saving.
这个第五需要是自我需实现的需要。
The fifth level of needs is self-actualization.
就是对自己人生追求的最高境界，达到那个境界，实现自我。
The needs to pursue the highest realm of life, the self-actualization.
就从爱情、家庭、事业、财产、金钱这些东西啊，它大概都与人的这些五个层次的需要有关。
So when we talk about love, friendship, property, all those things we mentioned just now, they're all related to our five levels of needs.
就是每个人都有这样的一些需要。
We all have such needs.
那么有的人认为只有爱情、只有财产、那个只有权利才使我能满足这些需要。
So some people feel that if they have love, property, or power, they feel satisfied.
这些偶像作用是什么？就是当我这些需要得到满足的时候，它就使我生命有意义了，有安全了。
So when they feel satisfied, they feel they're secured, you know, safety.
我们就实现自我。
Then they have self-realization or actualization.
就是他把这些相对的好变成了绝对的好。
So they turn the relative goods into the ultimate good.
把一个有限的好变成了无限的好。
Limited goods.Into infirmity.
所以假神就是这样一个，就是是你生命中最重要的事物。
The false god becomes the most important thing in your life.
你失去了它，就觉得失去了生命的意义。
So if you lose those false gods, you feel you lose the meaning of life.
今年大陆春晚有个特别注意另一个有意思的现象，我完全都当社会学去研究的。
There's another phenomenon at the gala of CCTV this year.
今年
I took it as a sociological research.
今年的收视率相当一批从四五十岁一直到十几岁的女性有关。
So the what audience rate?
Yeah.
Most of them are related to women who are.Like 40, in their 40s or in their teenagers?
因为这些人要去看南韩来一个明星叫李搞什么？李搞，反正就李什么搞吧。
Because they really want to watch the performance of a Korean star.
所以整个的春晚，整个春晚有两个问题。
So there are two problems.
哇，一个李母母来了。
One is, wow.Mr. or Mrs.
李
Lee something would come.
另一种是李母母是谁
？Another question is who is Lee something?
所以当那个李母母就演完之后，那许多女生说：“哦，洗洗睡吧。”
After the performance, a lot of girls were disappointed. They were just okay. Let's. Oh no, they were satisfied.
因为要不看到她，基本上这个就没有意义了。
So they say, okay, done. It's done today. We can go to sleep now.
这个，所以偶像，我上次已经讲过了，偶像绝大部分是好东西。
So I talk about the last time that most idols are actually good things.
但是你把这个相对的好变成了绝对的好。
So but you turn from relative into the absolute good.
那么对现代社会中来讲，偶像往往不是古代讲那个单个人的。
So when we talk about idols, it's not like what we refer in the ancient times. is like a single or individual idol.
往往是一种整体化、系统化的东西。
It becomes like a collective things and a systematic thing.
是，应该甚至可以说大概是文化中的一种模型。
So we say it's like a model in the culture.
所以这是偶像对当代最大的影响。
So this is the most significant impact of idols.
就像你自己看冬奥会。
Just like you watch the Winter Olympics.
你看那些，其实，在那些冠军还没有登场的时候，那个偶像就已经制造出来了。
So when we don't know who will be the champion, actually, people create, have created idols already.
所以现在这种偶像的存在真是可以无处不在。
So idols are everywhere.
我记得多年前好像看到芝加哥开高速上一个最著名的广告就是。那个万宝路那个抽烟的。
So the most impressive advertisement on the highway is the what smoking.
它不是照抽烟那个镜头。
It's not the smoking picture.
画的那个广告什么是一个西部牛仔。
But it's a cowboy in the west.
哇，长得特酷。
Very handsome.
完了，底下给你自己说这个万宝路。
Then he said,
"What?" 那一说什么意思
？Okay, I don't smoke.
Me too.
Okay.
那个意思说什么？你要不抽烟，你就不像一个男子汉。
So if you don't smoke, you don't like a man.
Yeah. 所以整个现在的偶像它是系统化。
So the idol becomes systematic.
是，在生活的各个部分。
It immerses into every part of our life.
所以生命中的黑暗，生命中的黑暗，其实许多时候就与追求这个偶像直接牵连。
So the darkness of in our life is actually directly related to pursuing idols.
所以圣经在讲到，除了我以外，你不可有别的人之后，立即讲不可拜偶像。
So, in the Bible, God says, "You shall have no other gods before me." And then He immediately say, "You shall not." Worship idols.
偶像就是另外一个神。
Idols, an idol is actually another god.
所以保罗一再讲，贪婪与拜偶像一样。
So Paul always say greedy is just like worshiping idols.
因为贪才是万恶之根。
Because, For the love of God is the root of all kinds of evil.
那么我们自己稍微离开远一点的话题。
So we talk about some other topic.
你比如在东正教中或者在天主教中有画像。
In Orthodox and also Catholic, they have image or icons.
我们基督徒往往以为说，看到那个画像那是拜偶像。
So Christians, we would say, if you look like those image or icons, it's worship idols.
其实，在教会史上，787年的第七次尼西亚大会就已经做出明确的规定。第三页。
But actually,
就787年一次大会上。
So in the In the Council of Senior, right? In in the 787.
So, 那个画像是恭敬，是尊重。
So they determined that actually, the icons, you know, the saint icons, is a respect to them.
不是崇拜。
It's not worship, but a respectful tribute.
So.并且讲得很清楚，对一个画像的尊重应该归于原始的典型。
So they feel that respect for one image should be attributed to the original image.
就是你站在那个耶稣的画像前。
So when you stand before the image of Jesus,
你不是尊重这幅画。
You are actually not like just respect the picture.
你说是尊重画中表达的这位耶稣。
So you are respecting actually Jesus Christ himself in this image.
所以你要到东正教，你看他的圣像的时候啊，真的不美丽。
So in Orthodox, if you see their icons or images, they don't look beautiful.
他们古代以来就多少年间以来就抱着那种非常严格的传统，就像抄圣一样，是去画那些圣像。
So they have a tradition. They would like draw the pictures of the holy disciples.
因为最大限度地把人引导到那个画像表达的那个原型那位人物。
So they lead people to the original image in the picture.
从文艺复兴以后的耶稣的画像大部分都太漂亮。
So a lot of pictures were very beautiful after.
Yeah, 所以但你要看东正教在从中世纪以来那个画像讲的耶稣，真的就像圣经讲，没有美容可以羡慕。
So the picture of Jesus Christ, you know, people would not like admire. It's like too perfect.
Too beautiful.
That no what beauty.
所以我们在这个时代一定要清楚知道，其实不要以为偶像与我无关。So
we should be realize that idols are actually related to everyone.
所以很可能我们自己不自觉的都有一些可见不可见的偶像来影响了我们。So
actually there are some obvious idols or hidden idols that affect our life.
我上次讲过，我自己这一次还会再讲几种偶像。So
I will continue to talk about idols.
Yeah, 第一个偶像尤其在中产阶级中。The
first idol would be among the middle class.
就是成功。It's
about achievement.
对成功上瘾。 就像跟酒精中毒一样。So
addiction to success, just like addiction to alcohol.
我有成就了，我就获得保证了。So
if I have achievements, if I'm successful, there is guarantee or security in my life.
因为成绩使我自己相信我是自己最有能力的。So
the achievements show that I have the ability.
我是最棒。I'm
the best one.
我必须在专业上保持最优秀。I
should keep excellent in my profession.
所以，因为这种属于成功。So
this means success.
可以给我们带来安全保障。Bring
us safety, security.
可以使我们自己知道我们自己很重要，是个重要人物。Feel
that we are so important. We are VIP.
使我们自己可以获得快乐和满足。To
bring us joy and satisfaction.
这是从数百年前开始的一个历史演化过程。So
this is like a continuum from 400-500 years ago.
数百年前这个传统的社会，就工业化以前社会，以为你一个人的价值是以荣誉来衡量的。So
in the society before the industrialization, the value of a person is judged by achievement.
说你一个人，你要完成你自己单社会赋予给你、人生赋予给你那个角色。So
you have to fulfill the role that the society gives to you.
你是一个女性。If
you're a woman.
结婚了。You're
married.
你如果当好妈妈，你就是有价值。If
you can be a good mother, then you have life value.
现在有多少女性能接受这样的观念？
How many women can accept this kind of opinion?
当家庭妇女，那就没意思了。你这不是要职业女性？
Be housewife, but yeah, we have to be professional.
你要像男的来讲，当家庭妇男，那就更恐怖主义了。
So if men like become a house husband,
我深深体会到这一点。I
feel it deeply myself.
这个当家庭妇男，那个全职当家庭妇男三年的时候，真的想的最大的念头，什么时候把自己杀掉算了。
So during the 3 years when I was a house husband, I almost wanted to commit suicide.
真的，你在古代社会中说你一个女性养了四五个孩子，那这是她最大成就。
So in the past, when a woman raised what, how many?
How many 都可以。
Four kids, they feel so proud of themselves.
现在来讲，你说你要一个姐妹们养四五个孩子，别人都会看这人，大概没出息，干不了别的事情。
So nowadays, if a mother has four or five children, they just think they may just focus on the kids.
因为现代社会是以个人为基础的。
So the society today is based on the individual.
个人主义的最大的东西就是你要实现你的自我。
You need to realize or fulfill yourself.
怎么能表明你实现你自我呢？
How can you realize your own purpose, life purpose?
你要获得成就。
You need to have achievements.
你要有钱。
You should be
你要有权。
Rich, power, have power.
你要性感。
You have to be sexy.
对啊，所以因为你只有这一切，你才能用 CF 的话，你才能进入那个核心圈子。
And you also need to enter that core circle.
你才能被当成个重要人物。
So you be treated like a VIP.
你如果进入不了这个圈子，
If you cannot enter the circle,
你永远不会满足。
You'll never be satisfied.
前不久有个弟兄问我，
Long ago, a brother asked me.
说范弟兄，你要不要参加美国总统祷告会？
Your brother Fan, do you want to attend the president's prayer meeting?
我说要钱吗？
I said, do they charge?
他当然的，机票和这个旅馆你得自己付。
Yes, of course, you have to pay the flight and also hotel yourself.
他值得呀。
But it's worthwhile.
因为那些人都是重要人物。
They are all VIPs.
我说那就显得我自己特别不重要。
So that will show me.
我不去自找苦吃。
I don't want to be feel painful.
打进这个圈子。
打进这个圈子。Enter into this circle.
在这个学术的圈子、社交的圈子、政治圈子那种核心人物中
，academic circle, political circle, the core circle，
这证明你自己是个人物，你就成功了，你就有价值。
You are successful, you have life value.
你最有意思，你有时候回大陆，你看一些人，一些我的一些朋友。
When we go back to China, see the my friend.
他说他认识哪一个村长，不是村长了。每一个省长。
So he would tell me that he know every head of villages or no, but governor.
都一起喝过酒呢。
We drank together.
碰杯。
Cheers.
其实根本就不知道他。
But actually, the governor didn't know him.
但沾到了这个核心圈子的光。
So he got some light from the core circle.
所以成功是这个时代的。酒精是这成功人是个最可怕的东西。如果你成为偶像
，It's like alcohol, a terrible thing.
我还讲一个，这个是刚才讲那个集体的偶像，就是爱国主义。
Another one about a collective idols is nationalism.
就是说，有的时候你知道你自己个人不行。
So you know, you realize that, individuals.No, you cannot do anything as individuals.
你再这么努力，你也成为不了个重要人物。
So no matter how hard you try, you cannot become a VIP.
但没关系。
But doesn't matter.
我们背后有个伟大的祖国。
We have a great country behind us.
我们祖国还有五千年甚至更多几年的历史。
And our motherland has 5,000 years of history.
祖国强大了。
Motherland is strong.
美国人就把我们当成人了。
Americans will treat us better.
哎呀，你会知道这种多年制造这种文化上的这种属于爱国主义成了一个偶像。
So nationalism becomes idol.
今年束华中国女子那个1500米又得冠军了，对吧
？So today
是姓杨对吧？姓周啊。
Miss Zhou won another gold medal in the Winter Olympics.
四年前她也得了冠军。
Four years ago she won a gold medal too.
记者一访问他的时候，他马上说：“我感谢父母。”
So when the reporters like interview her, she said that I want to thank my parents.
完了，领导马上批评，你应该首先感谢国家。
Then her boss criticized her. right away. You should thank the
国家 first.
Nation first.
嗯 ，Yeah， 政府其实更好。
A government. Thank the Chinese government first.
其实说更准确，你应该感谢共产党。
Or thank Communist Party.
所以我就不知道他这次得奖之后，他后讲话了没有。
I don't know whether she talked about anything after she got the gold medal this time.
讲也不好，不讲也不好。
It's in a dilemma whether to say it or not to say it.
你得了金牌，你要首先感谢国家。
First thing you have to thank the government.
啊，领导接见你的时候，你要感到高兴，谢谢我们本地政府的支持。
So you should thank the local government support.
所以李娜那张脸，网球这次得到脸之后，那全国啊，省长给了60万奖金，人家根本没表情。
So when李娜 won the Australia volleyball no tennis game. She did not have any facial expression when the governor, right,
yeah,
vice governor, presented her a gift from the government is 600,000 yuan.
Yeah, 那个叫酷呆了。
酷
yeah, 这昨天一开始讲了酷。
你啦
，Yeah，
looked cool，
yeah,
without any facial expression。
这个爱国主义，我想在大陆是这些年继共产主义制造的第二个群体偶像。
So nationalism is what Communist Party created, a big, idol。
哦，我那年在教会的一个小孩五岁来到美国。
I met a child in a church. He was5 years old when he came to the United States.
他来参加这个夏令会。
He came to attend the summer retreat.
完了，我就问他，一个小孩，我说你喜欢美国吗
？I asked him, Do you like America?
你知道正常小孩，知道正常精神正常，都会说当然喜欢了。
So a healthy child would say yes, of course.
这个小孩超级正常。
And this child is super healthy.
他说我爱我的祖国。
And he said, "I love my motherland."
哎呀，那个时候你真的想自杀呀
！I really feel I want to commit suicide at that time.
一个小孩，五岁小孩，他自己要玩，要吃糖，不听老师的话，他没兴趣，他爱他伟大的祖国。
So five-year-old child, he was not interested in candies or like a fun time, but he said that he loved his motherland.
Yeah, 而且最后还算不错了。
So it's okay.
因为这孩子还没说党啊，我亲爱的母亲。
So the child didn't say, "Communist Party, my mother." That's in China, right?
Yeah. 所以你看那大歌星们，一年年嚎叫着啊，我爱我的母亲。
So all the stars they sang in that song.
但不是自己的亲生母亲。
I love you, my motherland. You are like my mother.
那么对我再提醒一次，我大概前两就是我们最可怕对那信主人啊，很可能就是那个上帝观念的奴役，就是你把上帝，你心中的上帝观念可能是一个偶像。
So, I want to point out another thing is that my God in your heart is like an idol.
不能是你自己认为的那个神。
You thought you worship God, but it's actually idol.
Yeah, 所以我们自己需要就不断的校正自己，调整自己。
So we have to adjust ourselves.
一定要清楚意识到我所意识到的神，我所意识到上帝和圣经所讲的上帝一定会有距离。
So there should be distance between.God in the Bible and God that in my mind.
我们一生需要不断去调整这样的距离。
We have to adjust that distance.
因为不当的时候，不适当的时候，你就很可能，你把你心中的上帝当成唯一的真正的上帝。
Okay, say it again.
就是。如果不小心的话，你就很可能把你心中的上帝当成唯一的真正的上帝。
So accidentally, you might treat God in your heart as the only God.
你就会，当你这样想的时候，你就会认为你是上帝的代理人。
So you might think that you are representative of God.
当你这样想的时候，那一定是悲剧发生的时候。
So then tragedy will happen.
所以我们一生在矛盾之中。
So we live in contradiction.
我们一方面真的知道我们是上帝的女儿、儿女。
So on one hand, that we feel that we are children of God.
另外，我们又清楚地知道我还是一个罪人。
But on the other hand, we also realize that we are sinners.
当你意识到你自己是罪人的时候
，When you realize you are sinners.
当你知道你这一生来到上帝面前，你永远会意识到自己还会有罪的时候
，So you realize you always have sin before God.
你就绝对不敢把自己心中的上帝观念当成唯一正确的观念。
So you cannot, take.The image of God in your heart as the only one.
所以这是对我们自己虔诚爱主的兄姐妹一个最大的提醒。
So I want to remind you.
我们一生需要不断地用耶稣，圣经中讲的耶稣基督来挑战我们自己的上帝观念。
So we need to, ask Jesus Christ to adjust our, concept of God.
不只是那个观念。
Not just the concept.
更重要是我是不是真正爱这一位神。
The actual question is that whether we really love this true God.
怎么去衡量呢
？How to judge it?
就是你是否能爱周遭的你的兄弟姐妹、你的邻居。
So do you really love your neighbors and also sisters and brothers around you?
这是一个直接的标准。
This is a direct standard.
这是当年约翰提出的标准。
This is what John proposed.
就很简单。
It's very simple.
你如果不能爱你眼睛所看见的兄弟姐妹，你怎么可能爱你看不见的那位上帝
？So if you cannot love brothers and sisters in your eye, how can you love God, that you cannot see?
所以。我们需要去不断反省我们认清我们的偶像。
So we should, declare whether we have idols.
一个牧师提出了四个条。
One, pastor proposed four things.
就是纽约那个 Tim Keller。他说第一条就是检查你自己所幻想的事物。
So how to, recognize idols in your life? One is to check what you vision. What you vision?
怎么去检查呢
？How to evaluate this?
就是在你自己一个人独处的时候，你所想做的事。
So it's when you are alone, what do you really want to do?
就在你自己独处的时候，你习惯性想什么？一想到那个事情。就会使你感到快乐和满足。
So what do you usually used to think about when you are alone? When you think about it, you feel so happy and joy and comfortable.
不是在这个场合中。
Not in this context.
我想这个场合中大家或多或少都会去想到耶稣基督，想到上帝。
So in the church, we might think about Jesus Christ, God.
但你在这个场合中，如果老基督想那个问题，那就更成问题了。
Be more problem if you think about.
就在你自己一个人待的时候，你经常习惯性的想到什么，并一想到那个，就是你心里感到满足。
So you have to, evaluate yourself. When you are alone, not in the church, you always think about that thing, and you feel joy from.
所以我非常喜欢卫斯理的一句名言。
So I really like,
卫斯理
quote.
他说：“主耶稣基督。”
Jesus Christ.
没想到你，我的心中就充满了甜蜜。
Whenever I think about you, I feel joy and sweet in my heart.
Yeah, 这大概是我们摆脱偶像的一个最重要的路。
So it should be the most important way to get rid of idols.
在你自己没事的时候，在你自己独处的时候，多想到耶稣。
When you are alone, when you are not doing anything else,
想到耶稣在,
think more about Jesus Christ.
想到耶稣在十字架上为你舍命。
You think about Jesus Christ.
当想到这点的时候, 你心里真的感到甜蜜。
You really feel joy and also sweet.
另一方面就是你在你自己生活这个天地中,
in your life.
你看到一花一树一草一木。
You see flowers, trees, grass.
你再像昨天晚上那个小孩唱歌在云之上。
So when the kids sing the song, they are above the clouds.
你想到那位天父用爱来注视你，你心中充满了甜蜜。
So you feel that God watch you. You feel joy and happy in your heart.
你这偶像是不可能被根除的。
Idols cannot really be get rid of.
除非你用真的上帝来占住那个位置。
Unless you use you ask God to occupy that position.
第二点就是检查你平时怎么花钱。
Another thing is check how you spend money in your daily life.
耶稣说，你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
So Jesus says, where is your treasure? Where is your heart?
你最愿意在什么事物上花钱？
What you really want to spend money on?
哇，你最愿意的事情就是在教会奉献。
So the thing you really want to do is for the offerings for the church.
这90%的可能你真的是爱主。
So 90% that you really love God.
10%我就不说了。
Talk about 10%.
去想到自己愿意在什么地方花钱。
So think about where you want to spend money on.
Yeah, 我知道你们教会一些兄弟姐妹的事情，其实多年前就是我自己很感动。
So I know the history of your church, and I was always touched.
因为没有把钱花在自己身上。
They don't spend money on themselves.
而是真的帮助那些一些人。
Really help people who need it.
帮助那些去寻找神的那些神学生。
So help those students who attend seminary.
第三个是对那些虔诚信主的人来讲。
And the third proposal? Third point is that to those people who think they believe in God.
就是你要检查一个问题，看你到底是不是拜偶像。
So you have to check whether you really worship idols.
就是当你在失败的时候，当你的祷告没有被应许的时候。 你是否还信赖那一位神？
So when your prayer is not answered, when you have failure in your life, do you really trust God?
你多年来非常爱主，这毫无疑问。
But there is no doubt you love God, for the past years.
但是你现在遇到和那恨上帝一样的问题，恨上帝的人遇到的一样的问题。
So you encounter the same problem as those who hate God.
你得病了。
You are sick.
得癌症了。
Cancer.
你自己工作上生意失败了。
You have failure in your business.
老板对你非常不公道。
Boss treat you bad.
你跟神一再祷告，结果你看到的仍然是上帝的愤怒。
You pray to God hard, but you still see hatred of God.
你这个时候是否还去继续爱他、信赖他？
Are you going to continue to love him and trust him?
这是看你到底拜的是真神还是偶像。
So from this, we can see whether you really worship God or worship idols.
最后一个就是检查你自己最无法控制的情绪。
The last one will be check, examine your emotion that you cannot control.
就是什么时候是你自己情绪发生最坏？
So when you have the worst emotion.
是哪些东西没得到，常常引起你自己非常不好的心境。
So when you cannot get things that you really want, it affects your feeling and emotion.
那些重复的，往往就是你偶像所在。
If this happened again and again, repeatedly, that's where your idols are.
就是那些东西没得到满足，你就觉得不愉快，就觉得活得没劲。
You feel unhappy if you can't get those things you really want. And you feel meaningless in your life.
你就觉得生命没有安全。
You don't feel security in your life.
你就要发脾气。
And you want to be angry.
大概这就是你的偶像所在。
Lose temper. So this should be your idols.
所以兄弟姐妹们没有别的办法。
So there's no other way.
我们生命中只有一条，去真的一生之久不断的去摆脱偶像。
So in your whole life, we have to get rid of idols.
因为你不可能人心中，你不可能完全没有偶像。
There's no way to be away, you know, away from idols.
除非你找到上帝，找到耶稣。
Unless you found God and Jesus Christ.
用保罗的话来说。
In Paul's word.
要思想上面的事。
We should set our hearts on things above.
那怎么样思想上面的事呢
？How to do that?
是不是你天天想天堂、想耶稣基督，就是思想上帝的事呢
？So if you always think about heaven and Jesus Christ, is that what we hearts on things above?
思想上帝的事，一个最重要的根据是喜乐。
So the basic foundation is that whether you have joy.
是心满意足。
You are satisfied in your heart.
你是不是想到了耶稣，想到了天国，你的心中就充满了喜乐
？So when you think about heaven and Jesus Christ, whether you feel joy in your heart.
或者像奥古斯丁说，是吧？我心中就得到了平安。
So whether you have peace in your mind.
这是你摆脱我偶像的最根本的，回到耶稣。
So turn to Jesus Christ.
你是否在心中里听到一个声音
？Whether you hear a voice.
并且这个声音在你心中回荡一生之久。
And it echo for whole life in your heart.
我是你在天上的父。
I'm heavenly father.
你是我的爱子。
You are my lovely son.
我喜悦你。
I with you, I'm pleased.
你知道这种喜悦
？You know this joy?
就像昨天晚上那些姐妹们穿到大红袄唱的歌一样。
Just like the song.Sent by sisters who wear the red coats.
其实在我的平常观念，穿那么大红衣服太俗气了。
Usually I would think this is too 俗气。
但昨天晚上感到那么喜乐。
But they feel so joyful.
尤其看长老这太太，哇，那么年轻，也跟大家一起去跳。
And I saw the eldest wife Jane, look so.Pretty and young.
很 young. 这个你看到脸上笑的像年轻人。
So she looked like a young person.
因为你们昨晚排练时间很短，不可能装的那么职业化。
You didn't have much time to practice to rehearsal last night.
他们唱的
就
那个词，大家记不记住
？Do you remember the lyrics?
耶稣爱你，我也爱你。上帝
祝福。I love you and God bless you.
那个笑就是生命。
The smile is life.
就是上帝爱你，我也爱你。那个爱使我生命中得到心满意足。
The love from God make me feel satisfied.
愿上帝祝福大家。
May God bless everyone.